Today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph, and we are on Kuf Amud Beis, by the brackets, a couple of lines up. So yesterday we discussed, as we know, this parak has sections. The first eight blot or so was sections all about Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim. And then we got into the section of Sancherev, and then we got into the section of Nebuchadnezzar, and we continued over the past couple of dafim to discuss the other problematic individuals in terms of Olam Haba. We read the Svarim Chitzonim discussion, and we had the discussion at the beginning of yesterday's daf of who is an apikaris. Halachically, an apikaris is someone who his all the different opinions about somebody who doesn't believe in the power of the Rabbanan and somebody who darshans psukim inappropriately, all different types of opinions. So now we are up to towards the bottom of Kuf Amebeis. We will soon get into the individuals who, again, we still have a few more from the first half of the Mishnah, categories of individuals, but then at the end of today's daf, we will start getting into the specific individuals that are discussed who are excluded from Olam Haba, beginning with Yeravim ben Nevat, as we will get up to, which will take us into a lot of different inyanim in Sefer Melachim, as Be'ez Hashem we will see. Says the Gemara now. So first we have a simon relating to the authors of the following lines. Zera, Rava, Misharshia, Chanina, Tuvia, Yana, Yafe, Yochanan, Merachim, Merachim, Yehoshua, Makatzer. Amar Zera. Amar Rav Maidechse, first we darshan the pasuk that we had just darshan previously. Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. So right, this was a pasuk in Mishlei, but there was a Hosafa from Ben Sira, and that is why we are still darshaning this pasuk. A couple of different ideas. Kol Yemei Ani Ra'im, all the days of Ani are Ra Elu Bali Talmud. These are those who study the Talmud. Wow, really? Ani Ra'im, Tovle Mishnah Tamid Elu Bali Mishnah. The ones who are always happy, Tovle Mishnah Tamid, these are the Ba'alei Mishnah. Rava Amar Ifcha, Rava says exactly the opposite. What exactly is meant here? So Rashi explains, Ba'ali Talmud, why is life difficult for them, so to speak? Rashi says, Shakasha lil momi brof kushtios, vesugdios yeshba, learning iyun, asking questions, not having anything clear, not getting all the answers, so it's difficult. Doesn't mean chas v'shalom that it's depressing and it's darker than anyone else who's involved in Torah. No, chas v'shalom. Right? The greatest delight is someone who's involved in Torah. And somebody who lives based on Torah. But the Rashi says, there's a certain sense that if somebody never has a pshat, right, and answers to his questions in Torah, so that makes it difficult, right? Like Chazal say, ein simcha kataras asvekos. Right, if somebody has their questions answered, that's the greatest. And Mishnah, no chelomot, they're much more laid back in their learning, and therefore they have more simcha. Or, as Rava says, is the opposite. Rava Amar Ifcha, to Baalei Talmud, nenin miyagio, sheyadu lahoros iser veheter. When a Baal Talmud really understands the sugya, and they delve into it, and they come to conclusions, and therefore they are able to paskin. Ava Baalei Mishnah, shonav eni yodea ma'omer. But Baalei Mishnah, one might know a lot of Bekiyas, one might know a lot of Mishnayas, might even know Mishnayas Baal Peh. But if one can't put it together and see it in the context of the depths of the ideas of halacha, so then one wouldn't be able to give a psak based on that, and therefore, Yemei Ani Ra'im. So, different types of learning. Again, we could have very shiurim about the importance of all types of learning. But the one has to know that every area of learning has certain things that are drawbacks from it, and therefore one has to be involved in all different types of learning. V'hainu d'amar of Misharshi. We'll get back to that. Let's just do the next line. D'ainu amar Misharshi mishved Rava ma'i tachsiv. What does the pasuk mean? Masiya avanim ye'atzev v'hem. Someone who chisels out stones becomes sad. Elu ba'ali mishnah. U'bokeh eitzim yisachin v'hem. But those who chop wood will be warmed by them. Elu ba'ali talmud. This is all the next rasha of Yemei Ani Ra'im. The Binyan Shlomo, Rav Shlomo Mivilna, has a tshuva where he discusses that this second phrase that kol yumei ani ra'im and tov leiv mishte tamid, tov leiv mishte tamid is quoted at the end of the Rama on Orach Chaim. Tov leiv mishte tamid. So there he discusses in Simin Nuntes the idea of the Rama, beginning and end of his commentary. Right, the Rama starts off, pointed out by others, I think the Shari Tshuva on the page of the Shulchan Aruch already points this out, that the Rama starts off his commentary in Aruch Chaim, quoting the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid, zekla goldeva Torah, malas ha-tzadikim, asher ochal lefei avokim. And then he ends off the commentary talking about Purim Katan, and he says there, it quotes this pasuk, v'tovlei mishta tamid, two tamids, the ultimate simcha of the Tov Lev Mishta Tamid is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. It's the ones that have a Kaddish Baruch Hu in front of them all together. Nosan Arama Eitz Atova V'Kala Tehainu Shikayim Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid V'chom Mashi Yase Yekol Hashem Shemayim V'Af As the Rama writes in Siman Aleph, that if everything is L'shem Shemayim, so then that is an Eitz HaTovah to always have Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. And then he goes into, maybe this connects to our Gemara. Ba'ofan Acher Yesh Lomar Al Derech Halatza Tekivin Rabbeinu HaRamazal L'mash Amru Chazal Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im Zeh Ba'al Gemara Tov Leib Mishnah Zeh Ba'al Mishnah V'yesh Lomar HaKavana Bazeh De Ba'al Gemara Af im rotzeh la'asos mishta al siyum, tzorach lahamtin zman rav. If somebody wants to make a siyum, so then you have to wait a long time. If the Baalei Gemara takes a long time to learn it properly, it's not easy. It's not that every day, every week. V'nimsa to kol yimei ani ra'im. So edel Baalei Gemara, you're not going to have so many siyumim so often. Then yachol la'asos mishta ki im li'tim rechokos. Avo v'tov le'i mishta tamid zeh ba'al mishnah, sheyachol la'asos mishta b'chol yom. We don't paskin that you can make a real siyum on that if one learns a mesechta quickly in one day. If one learns a whole seder of mishnayis, that's the minhag of saying an entire. If somebody learns a mesechta mishnayis and it takes them a very long time, so then there are opinions about having a siyum. But he suggests on al derech halatza, right? Not fully paskening, that maybe that's a deeper idea of these two chazals. V'nimsa t'tov v'leib mishnah tam, it's aval mishnah, v'lazen nasin lo rama eitza deha adam. So that's where Ramah gives an eitza tov. If somebody's a Baal Gemara, how's he going to have simcha? How's he going to have of su'udos? The adam shu yirei shemayim, v'ein arotza lehanos b'sudas harashus yomon mishnayis. V'yom purim katan v'yisayim v'sachas achas. V'yochol asa suda b'li safek u'benkach u'benkach yisudas mitzvah, because if I'm eating l'shem shemayim, so then it is something that is called a su'udas mitzvah. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara Rabbi Chanina Amar, third to last line. Kol yimei ani ra'im, next shot of the pasuk, next drash, zemi shiish lo isha ra. Right, the person has a difficult life if his marriage is not good. V'tov le mishta tamid, zeh sheyesh lo isha tova. And if his marriage is wonderful, as we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yane Omar, kol yimei ani ra'im, zeh istinis. Someone who is an istinis, someone who is particular about everything and is very sensitive about everything, about the hot and cold and his clothing and the weather, and it's difficult. Everything bothers. Istinis. V'tov le mishta tamid, zeh shedaito yafe. Somebody's more laid back, somebody who's very easygoing, so that it'll be easier for him. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kol yimei ani ra'im, zeh rachmani. Someone who is a compassionate individual. V'tov le mishta tamid, zeh achzari. That is someone who is brazen. How does that work? I think the opposite, right? The rachman is much more a positive. So the first to explain, rachmani, this doesn't mean that it's a positive or negative, just that rachmani, if somebody's a rachmani and they feel for each other as if it's happening to themselves, so then it's going to be very difficult, because whenever somebody's in pain, they're not going to be able to move on, because it's just going to be like my pain, which is a good thing to a certain extent. But sometimes if it's paralyzing, you know, to a person, that's more difficult. Tov le mishta tamid zeh achzari, we might call that a thick-skinned individual. Right, somebody who's, you know, there are situations, but you try to keep a thick skin and move on. Right, so that's, he'll be able to be tovli mishta tamid, even though he's going through difficult situations. Similar idea, if that's the pshat of these two lines, again, there's a lot of different ideas that one might suggest. Rav Shua ben Levi Yomar, kol yimei ani ra'im zeh shedaito k'tsara. Right, like Rashi says on top, meisim lelibo kol dagas chaveiro. V'doeg al kol ma'asha asid lavo alav. You're always worrying about yourself and about others. V'tov le'v mishta tamid zeh shedaito rechava. Good. So again, this similar ideas. Again, we have to have the balance of yes, feeling for my fellow man, but being able to help them and to support them, and not being in the exact same state that they are. V'yamar Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, last shot of these lines. Kol yimei ani ra'im. Right, all the days of an ani are ra. Let's just go to the pashup shot now. An ani has a difficult life. Right, all the days, as Rabbi Shimon Levi, v'ha'ika shabbosos v'yomim tovim. Right, everybody has some enjoyments on Shabbos and Yontif. Right, so why are all his days ra? Kiddush Shmuel to Amar Shmuel, shinui veses tchilas chole me'ayim. Shmuel says that any change of situation, any change of environment leads to illness. Leads to illness. Rashi, mishana veses v'ochel yoser sheinu ragalecho. Even if I eat more. So even Shabbos and Yontif is hard for an Ani. He doesn't eat the whole week. He has some more on Shabbos and Yontif, but it's also something that he's not used to, and therefore it makes it more difficult. Right? This comes up on Erev Yom Kippur. We know there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, the only weekday of the year that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. Me'erev ad Erev, and kol ochel v'shose b'chi ki'ilu his'anet shi'i va'asiri. Why is that? What's the tam ha-mitzvah for that mitzvah of eating? So that's a fascinating machlokes in the Rishonim already. The Rabbeinu Yonah in the Shai Tshuva has an amazing line where he discusses that Yom Kippur is really a yontif. And really we should have a sudas yontif. But we can't because there's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. So we bump it up a little bit. We have a suda on Erev Yom Kippur, and that's kind of the best that we could do for the suda of Yom HaKippurim. Right, obviously the assumption is that you're allowed to have, and it works to have the suda of Erev Yom Kippur, beforehand. There must be a little bit Yom Kippur-ish, already beforehand, right? We say the vidui on Erev Yom Kippur by Mincha. The Chai Adam has a line where he says the aura, the light, the aura of Yom Kippur is already upon us before, but that's one idea from the Shari Tshuva. The other idea that most Mepharshim say, Rashi and the Rush both say in Maseches Yoma, is that it's Hachana. It's preparation. Hashem knows that we are going to be fasting the next day, so He gives us a mitzvah, da'araisa, to eat on Erev Yom Kippur in order to be able to be prepared properly. That's what the Meshech Chachma discusses also in Parshas Noach, where he says, Derecher Darchei Noam, Hashem doesn't want us to be uncomfortable. Hashem doesn't want us to fast all the time. There's only one fast day that He says we have to fast. And the day before, He gives us a mitzvah to eat because He knows that we're going to eat anyway. He wants us to feel good. We just have to fast for other reasons, like being like Malachim. But that is in terms of Achana. The Shibali Haleket, one of the less known Rishonim, says, yeah, I agree, it's for Mishum Achana. But it's the opposite. Right? The idea of Yom Kippur is to feel uncomfortable. And if you eat a lot of Yom Kippur, so then it's going to be harder to fast on Yom Kippur. Why? Shinui Vesa Tchilas Chole Me'ayim. Right? It's going to be the bigger change in extreme if I eat a lot of Yom Kippur. And that's why, yes, it is Hachana, like Rashi says, like the Rush say in Maseches Yoma, but it is not in the Hachana way that they established it. That's one of the days he has. He has the regular day too. But that's one of the days the Shibali Halakhet has in his discussion of Yom Kippur. Tana Rabbanan, fifth line. Once we're on the topic of reading certain books in Tanakh, outside of Tanakh, we speak about a usage of Psukim of Tanakh itself. Tana Rabbanan says the Maseches Kala, right, one of the Maseches Ktanos. Hakore Pasuk Shal Shir Ashirim, V'yoso Sokim in Zemer. Very big discussion in the postkim. If somebody reads a Pasuk of Shir Ashirim as a song, somebody makes a song out of a Pasuk of Shir Ashirim. Number one. Number two, Vahakori Pasuk Bebeis HaMishtaos Belozmano. Somebody says Psukim of the Torah in the pubs, Beis HaMishtaos, Belozmano, not in an appropriate time, maybe Ra'ala Olam. So in that case, those two activities will bring evil to the world. Mibdesha Torah Chogerasak, the Torah puts on sackcloth. The Yad Ramah says, not obviously the Torah is out of Chefza. It means it's Ke'ilu. The Torah puts on sackcloth, v'yomedes lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yomeres lefanav, ribono shel olam, asa'uni banecha kikinar sheminagnim bo'leitzim. Right? They've made me into a song. Right? They don't appreciate the value, the significance of Torah and every word of Torah. Right? Just like sing Torah as if you're not focusing on it and using it in a different way than it's supposed to be used. So it's inappropriate. Amar labiti, b'shar shoklam v'shosim, v'ma yisasku. So Hashem kaviyachol answers to the Torah. Well, when they eat and drink, what are they supposed to do? So Amar lefana, you don't have to have a party and sing. Im bali mikra hein yasku b'Torah, ubenevi'im ubeksuvim. Im bali mishnah hein yasku b'mishto b'halachos b'hagados. V'im bali talmud hein Yasku behilchas Pesach bePesach, behilchas Atzeres bAtzeres, hilchas Chag bChag. Meaning, this Torah to learn. One doesn't have to be involved in just the song. Hater of Shimon, Elazar Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya, Kol HaKorei Pasuk Bizmano, Mevi Tova LaOlam. If I read a Pasuk in its proper time, that brings goodness to the world, Shenemar, V'davar Bi'ito Ma Tov. So, we have to talk about this. What exactly does this mean? Right? What, is he not supposed to sing? Not supposed to sing any psukim? And is there a difference between the Gemara has it separated Shir HaShirim and Korei Pasuk B'Beis HaMishtaos? So, Beis HaMishtaos, it says here below Zmano. Let's focus on that first. Singing psukim not in its proper time, in the pubs, below Zmano. So, Rashi already says here. What does that mean? It means not in the context of Avodas Hashem. Right, below Zmano means you're not having a Sudas Mitzvah, right? It is Rashi. Mesiv al Yeno, Othes Chikosa, Vadivre Torah, Vakari Psukim Bakar Ramla, Sachik Bemede Mamishta. Right, to have a good time. To have a good time. But Rashi says if it's Yontif, and he takes his coast, and he says Divrei Agado, Psukim, right, Friday, Shabbos morning. We say Vishamru, we say Zachar, Siam Shabbos, the Kacho. Right, those are all Psukim at a Suda. Right, we're not reading from the Torah there, we're not learning Torah there. That's in the context of a mitzvah, it's an appropriate context, and therefore if we're saying psukim in an appropriate context, Rashi gives the clear impression that it is okay, and that's what all the poskim say. All the poskim say, reciting psukim in a context of Avodas Hashem, meaning I'm even thinking about the psukim, and I'm using the psukim to do a mitzvah. Let's say I'm using the psukim to be mesamech chasan v'kala. I'm using the psukim to sing, right? So then to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that would not be a problem. But they quote the story that seen in a few places. A man once came to Shlomo Zalman and he was having difficulty because he says, you know, he lived on the same block as a certain other individual, and this man that came to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was a Talmud Chacham, a big poseg, and he said, I'm having difficulty with my children. You know, some of my children are not following my derech exactly. Well, the guy down the block, who's a regular guy, who's not as learned as I am, and he's having a great hatzlacha in siyata d'shmaya with his children, right? So what's the difference? So Shlomo Zalman says, what do you do at your Shabbos meals? What do you do at my Shabbos meals? So what do you do? He says, oh, I say over a grape shot on the Rambam. I give over them a chakira. He says, you know what that man does? So he said, what does he do? He sings Miris with them. That's exactly. Exactly. There's the context of learning, and there's the context, yeah, you should have a Dvar Torah. You have to have a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos meal. But it also has to be a feeling. There has to be a simcha. There has to be a giving over. And therefore, right, using the psukim properly in the way, again, many zmiras are not made based on psukim, right? But they're based on ideas related to Shabbos and Yontif. And therefore, that's the same message of Rashi here and the other poskim, that when it comes to using psukim properly, that is something that would be okay. All the poskim say this in the Reb Nassan Gestetner, in the Chuvis Lahoras Nassan. Look in Simin Memhei. Chelek, what Chelek is this? Chelek Dalad. Simin Memhei, he also discusses this, and he says, Umevuar Deleki, quotes all the earlier Achronim, Deleki Yisur Elim, Korei Psukim L'Shem Schok, Aval Kishem Mizamer Psukim B'derach Tfila, O B'derach Nesinas Shevach L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Al-Chasadav, O B'derach Yis'orus L'Yiras Hashem, Harei Begeder, Korei Pasuk Bizmano. Should maybe Tova LaOlam, right? That's the last Chazal. Maybe Pasuk Bizmano. V'ena Kavana Dafka B'Beis HaKnesses. Doesn't Dafka mean in Shul? Elo b'chol makom shemisasvin u'mizamrin l'shem shamayim. Dahayinu l'shem nesinas shevach l'borei v'lo derech tzok chas v'shalom. Hari zekori pasuk bizmano u'mishubach. It's mishubach, everyone has to know, right, as long as it's done in a proper way. And then he quotes a Meiri later on from the Gittin Daf Zayin. V'chein adin l'sameach chasen v'kala. Kol she'ein bo tzad pritzus mutter. V'ein lo l'dayin ala ma she'ein avroos l'fi makom v'shaitam. So it depends on context. Depends on context. That's all in general regarding psukim. Again, are there certain individual poskim rabbanim that they themselves might be machmir on themselves not to sing psukim? Yeah, okay, that's fine. But that's their understanding and their own kabbalah that they accepted. But meikar adin, the general accepted psak and the minhag olam is to recite psukim. The Yad Rama also says it on this on the Gemara. So the only issur is derech schok or hitol. Number one. What about Shir HaShirim? What about Shir HaShirim? So that already is a little bit different. The Gemara here categorizes it differently. Shir HaShirim Kimin Zamar. That's made differently. Rashi says, what do you mean kimin zamar? Shekori benegina acheres she'eno nakudba. That if someone says it in a different ta'amim than the ta'amim, the trup that it's written in. V'ose osa kimin shir. Apobi shemishira shirimu v'ikaro shir. Osa las osa kimin shir ela bekriyaso. Right, Shir HaShirim seems to have a different category. And again, why is Shir HaShirim exactly a different category? So again, the poskim note, besides talking about it in the general context of singing psukim, but the difference is Shir HaShirim is a love song between Bnei Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what the poskim say is the difference between Shir HaShirim and others is that if we try to use psukim and Shir HaShirim to describe the love between a husband and wife, man and woman, so that's something that a number of poskim discuss and might stay away from. Putting Shir HaShirim on wedding invitations, again, is that to express the love between us and Hashem? Generally not. Generally, it's we borrow those psukim to describe the love between a man and a woman. But generally, really, those psukim should be reserved, as Rabbi Akiva says. Everything is kodesh, and Shir HaShirim is kodesh kodashim. They used to the poskim discuss. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Shabbos. Are you allowed to cry on Shabbos? So some say yeah, and some say oh. The Taz discusses it. If it's to relieve tension, so that's oneg for you. So then it's if I'm all pent up and it's going to be a release. So that's when it's mutter. And the other poskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes all the different opinions. Says no, that's also usur. Not let it cry. The only crying on Shabbos that's mutter is when Rabbi Akiva used to read Shir HaShirim, he used to cry because he just felt the intense love between Hashem and Am Yisrael. But that's what Shir HaShirim is supposed to be reserved for, to describe that love. To borrow Shir HaShirim, to describe the love between a husband and a wife, you know, that is more tenuous and more controversial. Again, that's what some people, it is used by some, but maybe to change some of the letters, change some of the words so it's not exactly the same pasuk. But anyway, that's why Shir HaShirim is somewhat of a different category. But again, the general muskam sak of the poskim seems to be that it is mutter as long as general psukim, as long as it is used in the proper context. Good. Let's continue. Also, then Hilchas Chag b'Chag, Pesach b'Pesach, that also gets a little bit into the sugya that comes up elsewhere, and that is the stira that is asked by the Rishonim already. The Bir Halacha quotes the Ran on the first page of Hilchas Pesach, relating to how do you put together the fact that we're supposed to study Torah 30 days before the event, Shloshim Yom Levnei HaChag, and the last line of Maseches Megillah, you're supposed to study it on the Chag, as the Gemara explains here. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Atzeres b'Atzeres, all different opinions how to answer that stira. The Ran already says maybe there's a difference between questions that are considered appropriate time period, asking Shol Shalok Inyan, right? That's his answer. Many other answers given. Agada versus Halacha, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Haloche Shalamaka. The next category mentioned back in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi is somebody who loses their Olam Haba, somebody who is whispers, makes an incantation on a wound and says, says the pasuk in Mishalach, that's where it's a problem. Amar Yochanan uberokekpa. It's not only where you say the incantation, but it's first somebody spits out and they put their saliva on the wound, and then they say the Lochei Shalamaka. Right? Rashi explains you need both. Number one, you need Lochei Shalamaka, and you have to spit and say it afterwards. And Rashi adds, according to this first opinion, you have to say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Those are the two requirements for Rabbi Yochanan. Itmar Rav Amar Afilu Negatzaras. What does that mean? Rashi explains, even without Shem Hashem. Right? Even if somebody just says the pasuk in Vayikra, Negatzaras Kitiya Ba'adam Behuval HaKohen L'Shem Refua, he also doesn't have a Chedek in Olam Haba. Rabbi Chanina Amar Afilu Vayikra Moshe. Even Vayikra Moshe, which has nothing to do with Choli or Nega. One just thinks that I'm going to use Divrei Torah, right, to heal. Again, this... No, what about other major averas? This is so undermining. So again, one is misusing the Torah here. One is trying to use the Torah for quick fixes. That's not how the Torah is meant to be used. That's not how Shem Hashem is meant to be used. And therefore, No, that is something that should be stayed away from. Tana Rabbanan, once we're on the topic of incantations and the lachash, the Gemara quotes, Sachin umemashbishin bibnei me'ayim b'shabbos. Somebody is allowed to smear themselves with certain oils and to massage certain limbs on Shabbos. What's the potential problem? That's not called refuah. We know there's a gzeira d'rabanan, Gemara in Shabbos Nun Gimel, about shchika samamanim. The most medicines used to be made by crushing herbs, and therefore, if I'm able to take medicine on Shabbos, I might come to crush the herbs. And therefore, Chazal said, you're not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos. Again, obviously, pikuach nefesh, when somebody's life's in danger, you're allowed to take medicine, even if somebody's a chola sheh, ain bo sakana. A level down, one is allowed to take medicine and obligated to take medicine. We're talking about less than that. Somebody has a mechash ba'alma, right? So then, one is allowed to take medicine. It's a major topic, various different heterim given. But here, the Gemara says one of them, one is allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why? Why isn't there an isser of refuah regarding this? Rashi, ve'ein b'kai b'shem refuah. So Rashi here says, t'sicha iskish l'shtia. Because smearing something on it is like drinking it. So it's sort of drinking something on Shabbos, unless it's specifically a medicine. It's not called a medicine. It's some oils. What about the massaging? So Rashi doesn't explain here, but the post can explain. Any type of healing that generally does not take place through taking medicine is allowed on Shabbos. That was never included in the Gzeira of Shechika Samamanim. What about putting a warm compress on a stomach? Right? Somebody has a stomach ache. Right, so that's mutter, as long as one gets the hot water in the proper way into the compress, because that is not, that's medicine doesn't usually get rid of stomach aches like that. So it's one of that terim. There are many others as well. If it's a machobrim, it's not called medicine. If it's a medicine that you take every day, it's not, might not be called taking it on Shabbos. Right? There's different types of heterim. If it's preventative, right, before someone is ill, that's the first line. But the next line is the one that's important for us. One is allowed also to say incantations to prevent snakes and scorpions from coming on Shabbos. Why? Rashi, bottom line, bottom right. I'm going to say an incantation so the snake doesn't come and attack me. So that's allowed on Shabbos. That's not called trapping. Why isn't that called trapping? I didn't do an action. I'm just doing incantations. And maybe it's a malach shemishuch lagufa. I'm not trapping to keep it. I'm doing it to prevent, as we discussed a couple of weeks ago. So let's just continue for a few moments. And, let's just stop there for a second. Quoting the Rambam. The Rambam has a very famous formulation about this line. The Rambam says, when he quotes this line of the, saying the incantations on the snake, or the Rambam uses it to relate to snake bites also. It doesn't, Daf Rashi interprets it as preventing snakes. But nechichash nechashim can mean a lachash on a snake bite. Rambam says, yud aleph, in Ilchaz Avodah Zarah. Mishin eshacho achrav o nachash. Mutar lochosh amakam anashicha. Afilu b'shabes. Kedei leishev daito ulechazek libo. You say it in order to give him yishev adas, because maybe he'll think that this is going to have some effect. And then the Rambam adds, afal pi she'ein hadavar mo'el klum. Even though what you're doing is meaningless and has no effect, you're allowed to do it. Holam esukanu hitiru lo kadesh lo titarev daito olav. Tir v'adas, people think that it means something and it's good. It's like a type of panacea. It's some type of medicine that, even if it's not really a medicine, but people think it is, it's going to calm them down. The Rambam says, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Right? So maybe a different understanding of the heter that's understood. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Ayin Tes quotes in Yaredeya, Mishin and Shachar Achrez, but the Luchash of Allah Vilba Shabbos, V'yavah Bish, Ein Adavar Moa Klum. Even though it doesn't help, still, because it'll give him Yishev Adas. And on that, who made this Rambam famous? The Vilna Gaon. The Gra on the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir HaGra says, Chas v'shalom, the Rambam does this all the time. The Rambam takes incantations and demons and many other topics in the Gemara and says they're not literal. And says they're not effective. He quotes this from the Rambam, and the Rambam also says this in the Pirush Mishnayos, but says the Gra, Aval kol habayim acharav chalku olav. No, what do you mean? Their incantations are mentioned in the Gemara, right? A lot of places. Shrei harbei lechashim nemru b'gemara. V'hu nimshach achara filosofia. The Rambam is pulled after his philosophical bent. V'lachein kasav shek shafim v'shemos v'lachashim v'shedim u'kmios hakol u'sheker. His rational viewpoint. So he rereads many things in the Gemara that aren't based on logic. Avok farhiku also al kad kado. Shahari matzinu harbe mazias begemara pi shemos ukshafim. Amra ihim also vasar tala arva. We even had earlier in the Gemara. Remember the story that somebody said an incantation and this tree split. Some incantation, and right, we had a couple of days ago, right? We had saying Shem Hashem. Does Rambam also not take that literally? And David HaMelech and Avishai and David stopped in midair. Says the Gra, we have all over. Sof Perak Dalamisis, right? He quotes our Gemara from earlier. He quotes Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Lazar, Ivra Igla Tilta, right? They created the animal every Erev Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua to Amar Shem Ukme Ben Shmaya La'ara, right? We have all these Gemaras. V'chein Avishai Ben Tsruya, he quotes our Gemara. Sanhedrin Sadihei, V'har Be'Kayotze. Right, and he quotes, why is it called Kshafim, the Gemara that we had earlier? Sounds like it does have some kind of effect. And he says again, philosophy, he tells so, barov, lekha, lefari, shegemar, hakol, baderech, halatzi. Everything is a metaphor. Ula akar osam ipshatam. Chas v'shalom, says the Gra. This is very unusual for the Gra to have such a long piece in the Bir HaGra. Eini ma'amin bohem below mehem, umehamonam, el akal advarim hem kipshatan. Ela sheishlam pnimius lo pnimius shabali philosophy shem chitzonius ela shabali haemes. Very strong words that the girl has, but it's all based on this Rambam. That's on our Gemara. Right, the Rambam says that it doesn't help. Again, there are limitations on that Rambam. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has one limitation on the Rambam. Maybe it was only true earlier, but not later. But again, the Rambam sounds like it was never true. The Rambam sounds like he doesn't accept any of the efficacies of any of these. The Chashuki Chemin here discusses, if somebody knew how to make a golem, you allowed to make it on Shabbos? Discusses, you know, that this discussion. So why doesn't, if Asiya on Shabbos, Bederech Nes, you know, is a problem, so why doesn't it say anything here about that? Right? You're creating, a fence around the, according to Rashi. Right? Discusses that, has that. The Pashas is that anything spiritual, I mean, he says this also, in the spiritual realm, we don't say there's a malacha. There's a malacha. Rabbi Ravad Yosef, in the first tshuva, I think it's the first tshuva, I don't remember, I didn't look at it in a while, in Yechav Adas, first tshuva, second tshuva, maybe it's the second volume, it's the first tshuva of one of the volumes, but it might be the first volume. He talks about saying Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos. Are you allowed to say Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos? So he quotes, are you worried you might come to carry the siddur out? Are you worried about you might come to cut the branch? But then he quotes in the footnotes there, he quotes the Kaf HaChaim or someone who says, maybe you shouldn't be able to say Birchas Ilanos on Shabbos because you're being mevarer the nitzotzot HaKedusha. You're separating the sparks of holiness from the flower and then the blossoms. Therefore, you shouldn't do it on Shabbos. Rav Avadia says, wait a minute. So according to that, every time you make a bracha on anything, you're being mevar and itzotzas hakedusha. When I say amotzi, right? So you shouldn't be able to make brachas on Shabbos. Right? No, chas v'shalom. Right? That it's not dumi d'malachas ha-mishkan, if you want to put it in halachic terms. Right? Only dumi d'malachas ha-mishkan is what is aser on Shabbos. Okay, we have to continue. Again, as we see here, there's jam-packed items. We do what we can do. Says the Gemara, continuing the Brisa. Uma avirin kli al gav ha'ayin b'Shabbos. One is allowed to put a kli over one's eye on Shabbos. If somebody has an eye ailment, you can take a kli to cool off the eye. That's also not refuah. Only by a kli that's not muksa. If somebody, if there's a kli that's totally muksa, whatever type of muksa it is, then it'll be usher to use. And we also shouldn't ask shadim. There was certain, Rashi explains here, that when somebody, top left, when somebody lost an item, sometimes you would be able to communicate with the shadim, and they would tell you where the item is. And Rashi says, explains it shouldn't be done because of mimsochef sochav adaber davar. Right, our Shabbos talk should be focused on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afachol Aser. Rabbi Yossi says even during the week it's Aser. It's dangerous. Right, don't talk to Shadim. Amar Afuna Halachag Rabbi Yossi. V'yaf Rabbi Yossi lo Amar Ela Mishum Sakana. And therefore it shouldn't be done. Kiyad Rabbi Yossi Bar Yosef De Ivla Ba'arza. This is what I was going to, what I was referring to before. It was over here. Right, Rabbi Yosef once got, swallowed up by a tree because he was communicating with a shade. This Aved Lenisa, and a miracle happened, Paka Arzo Palte, and this tree split, and it spit him out. So Baruch Hashem, he was okay. Tanur Rabbanan continuing. Sachan Mashu Bibne Me'ayim B'Shabbos. One is allowed to smear and massage themselves on Shabbos. Ubel Vachalo Ya'aseh Kedarach Shu'osu Bachol. But do it in an unusual, do it with a shinui. Do with a shinui, maybe because of uvdin dechol, right? It's a weekday activity. Hey chiyavid, Reb Chama Bar Chanina, Amar sach v'yachach mamashmesh. Maybe smear first and then do the massaging. Not the opposite. The opposite is normal. Reb Yochanan Amar sach mamashish v'asachas. Maybe do it at the same time. Tana Rabbanan, sari shemen v'sari beitzim. the sarim. What does this mean? Rashi says, so again, ma'isa shedim sheshol and idei shemen. You communicate with the demons using oil and using eggshells, some type of communication. So shemen v'zari beis mutar lishol mehen. What's the next word? So our gersa does not have Shabbos. Our gersa just says you're allowed to, yes, maybe not on Shabbos. El mebnei shemekazvin, but realize that they don't always tell you the truth. So realize, so maybe it's not such a good idea. Loch shel shemen shebekli, v'in loch shel shemen shebiyad. And you could use shemen in a kli. That's an effective way of communicating, but not in your hands. Lefichach, sachin mishemen shebiyad, v'in sachin mishemen shebekli. Therefore, one is allowed to smear from shemen in one's hand, because that's not going to be effective anyway regarding shedim. It's not going to be dangerous for you. V'in sachin mishemen shebekli. Rabbi Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marsa ikla lehu shviza. One time he went to a certain inn. Aisi le mishcha b'man, and they brought him shemen in a kli, which is the dangerous type, right? That's the one that's connected to shedim. Shafi used it. Nafkan leit simchi ba'ape. All of a sudden he started getting boils on his face, right, because he used this dangerous type of oil. Nafak Lashuki went out to the marketplace. Chazisi Ayi Itza, a certain woman saw him. Amra, Zika Dechamas Kasa Chazina Hacha. Right, a certain type of shade is here. Avdalei Milsa, she did something, she said something, V'itzi, and she was able to rid him of the demon. Okay. Amra Le Rabba Abba, Le Rabba Bar Mari, Ksiv. The Pasuk says, Kalamacha, Shazani Mishan Losa Malacha, Yenesha Mafecha. The Pasuk says, after the Az Yashir, Hashem says, any sickness that I put on Egypt, don't worry about it. I will not put on you because I am your doctor. Kimiachar shalosheim, shalosham, refu lama. Right, famous question. If there's no sickness, so what do you mean? What do you have to be a doctor for? What do you be a doctor for? There's no illness. So what do you mean? Ani Hashem rof echa. Good. So my father likes to quote this pasuk as saying, medicine is all about preventative also. Right? Hashem is the ultimate doctor, and therefore he will prevent illness. That might be the apashup shot of the one way to read the pasuk. But Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mikra Zeh Me'atzmo Nidrash Shneemar VaYomer Im Shemot Tishma L'Kol Hashem Alakecha. Split it up. Im Tishma Lo Asim V'Im Lo Tishma Asim. If you don't listen, I will give you machlos. But don't worry, Ava Pikin Ki Ani Hashem Rafecha. I will still help you get better. Period. Okay, Rabbi Osai, we're up to the story. Amar Rabbi Barachana. There's a lot of stories, but we're up to the next story. Rav Arachana says, Kishachala Rabbi Eliezer, Nichnasu Tamidav Lavakro. When Rabbi Eliezer was ill, his Talmidim came to visit him. Omar Lohen Chema Azo Yish Ba'olam. He said, oh, there's an anger in the world. Right, Hashem's angry at me. That's why I'm going through this suffering. His Chiluhim Bochin, they start crying. Rabbi Akiva Mesachi, Rabbi Akiva starts laughing. Put this on the list of Rabbi Akiva, optimism, positive Gemaras. Right, Rabbi Akiva Mesachik, but this was the end of Makkis, among others. Amrul Allah Mata Mesachik, Amrul Lahem Vechim Epnei Matem Bochim. Why are you so upset? Amrul Allah, after Sefer Torah Shari B'tzar V'lo Nifke. Rabbi Lazar is in pain, he's suffering. A Sefer Torah is in pain, we shouldn't cry. Amrul Lahem Vakachani Mesachik. That's exactly why I'm laughing and happy. Kol Zman Shani Ra Rebbe. As long as I see my Rebbe, She'ein Yeino Machmet, She'ein Pishtano Loke, Ve'ein Shimno Mavish, Ve'ein Devshano Madvish, as long as I see his wine or flax or oil or honey not going bad, as long as I saw he wasn't suffering, Amarti Shemachas V'shalom Kibel Rebbe Olamo, I thought that he's getting everything in this world. There's nothing left for him in the next world. Ve'achshav Shani Ro'e Rebbe B'tzar Ani Sameach. So I see he's suffering a little bit in this world, but I know his next world is going to be amazing. The Ben Yoyada goes through why so many different mishalim. Torah is compared to all of these mishalim. Torah is compared to all of these items. Compared to honey, compared to oil, compared to wine. And therefore he says all of these related. Isn't honey one of the things that never spoils? So maybe that's bee honey, right? He's talking about date honey. Dvash in the Torah is dvash tamarim. So maybe that's, I don't know the Messias, but maybe that's the case. But again, the Ben Yoyada says it's the four things that Torah is compared to. Torah is compared to more than four things. Torah is also compared to milk. Torah is compared, why didn't he say just like milk, your milk doesn't spoil? So he says no, he was also talking about four, because the four levels of learning of Torah, pardes. Right, so he wanted to get a four in there that he knew his Rebbe was osek in order to be able to give him some chizik. But continues the Gemara, Amalo, Rebbe Elazar says to his student, Akiva, klum chisarti min haTorah kula, I'm suffering, but did I not ever do anything in life? Amarlo, limatan rabbeinu, what do you mean you taught us? Ki adam eitzadik ba'aretz asher yasa tov v'lo yechta. You taught us that everybody sins. Everybody sins. So I once heard from one of my Rebbeim, a pshat, if anybody ever has to give a little Dvar Torah, you got this story, three questions, one answer. Number one, What do you mean? This makes his Rebbe feel good. Rebbe, come on. Everybody does Averis. What kind of chizik is that? It's making him feel good? Is that really an Achama? Come on. Everybody sins. Number one. Number two, maybe he's one of the four people that never sinned. Why? Well, there were four people that never sinned. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos and Baba Basra, four people never sinned. Yishai, Amram, Kilav, Binyamin. Right? So maybe he's like one of those four people. And number three, why does he say when he quotes the Pasuk, Limaton Rabbeinu, you taught us. Why doesn't he just say, V'haksiv? It's a Pasuk. Right? He knew the Pasuk. What do you mean, Limaton Rabbeinu? Three questions. Answer. What do those four people have in common that never sinned? Yishai, Kilav, Amram, Binyamin. They were all very close and next to somebody who made a difference in Jewish history. Right? Binyamin and Yosef. Kilav was the brother of Shlomo. Yishai, David. Amram, Moshe. Meaning what? To be the greatest Jewish leaders in history, it doesn't mean you have to be perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. We can make a big difference in life if we get involved and act. And sometimes we have to, nobody's perfect. We do our best. And people are going to knock at us, and they knocked even against Moshe Rabbeinu. But life's about trying to make a difference and doing our best. And that's the message that Rabbi Akiva is telling his Rebbe. You made a difference in life. And ain't tzaddik ba'aretz. That's the key word. There could be a tzaddik in Peltz, as it's called, a tzaddik in the ivory tower. I'm going to be worried about my own Dalai Lamas and work on my own spirituality and Shalom al Yisrael. I don't have to care about our fellow Jews. But Rabbi Akiva is telling Rabbi Lazar, that wasn't you. You made a difference in life. And you taught us how to darshan the pasuk. It's not just the pasuk. You taught us how to learn the pasuk. Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz. There's no tzaddik in the land. And that's what you learn from these four. Those four people were great. But Yishai was not the one who made the difference in Jewish history. Right? It was David and Moshe and Shlomo and Yosef. They were the ones, and they weren't perfect. But they were the ones that made the difference. And that's the nechama that he was giving his rabbi. Right? Relates to the thought I mentioned in the past. How is it that Rabbi Friand writes in one of his svarim, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the Sneh, don't send me for all these different reasons. Finally he says, because I'm a kvad peh, I can't talk properly. What should the next pasuk be? Hashem says, abracadabra, boom, you're healed. No more speech impediment. But he doesn't do that. He says, don't worry, I'll be with you. Why? To teach us that you don't have to be perfect to be the world's greatest leader. Right? You can have a speech impediment. You can be a kvad peh and still make a difference. Right, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu and to us. Right, I'll be with you. So that's the great story. Vayter Tana Rabbanan Kishachaler Rabbi Eliezer Nichlasu another time or the same time Nichlasu Arbazakin Levakro Rabbi Tarfin Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Elazar Ben Azariah Rabbi Akiva Nena. So they all started talking. Nena Rabbi Tarfin VeAmar Tova Toli Yisrael Mitipa Shal Kshamim. You're greater to the Jews than a drop of rain. Shetipa Shal Kshamim Balamazev Rabbi Balamazev Balamaba. Wow. Right, your grain is only in this world. Nenar Bishua Ba'amar. Tovat Ali Yisrael Yosef Migalgal Chama. You're greater than the sun. Shagalgal Chama Ba'olam Azev. Rabbi Ba'olam Azev Ba'olam Abba. Right, again, the Ben Yoyada says, we're going from world to world. The rain is in this physical world. The sun is in the upper realms. Nenar Ablazim Nazari V'yomer. Tovat Ali Yisrael Yosef Me'av Va'im. Sha'av Va'im Ba'olam Azev. V'rebi Ba'olam Azev U'Ba'olam Abba. I'm sorry, it's the Marsha. The Marsha says it's alluding to all the different olamos. Parents bring you to be able to learn Torah. And Torah could bring you even to above the cloud, above the sun and the moon. Nenar Rabbi Akiva V'yomer. Rabbi Akiva again says, Chaviv and Yisurin. Chaviv and Yisurin. Yisurin are very beloved. Rashi, last two words, Shemechaprin Alecha. They bring kapara. Omar Lohen says, Rabbi Lazar to them, Samchuni ve'eshma divrei Akiva Talmidai. Help me up and support me and let me listen to Rabbi Akiva. Sha'amar Chaviv and Yisurin. He's the one I want to listen to. Omar Lohen Akiva, Zumin Ein Lecha. How do you know this? Amar Mikrani Doresh, Adarshna from a Pasuk. Ben Shtayim Vesrei Shana, Menashe Bamalcho, Menashe HaMelech, one of the biggest Rishayim kings, took over when he was 12, the Chamisha Mechamishana Malach Yerushalayim, and he was king for 55 years. 55 years. And we see at the end of his life, he sure had an effect. Vayas Hara Bene Hashem, he did terrible things, Viksiv, Gam Eile, Mishle Shomo, Asher Hetiku, Anshe Chizkia, Melech Yehuda. We'll get to the end of the story soon. Right, the Mishalim of Shlomo, that he wrote down, that Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda copied. Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, l'kol olam kulo limei Torah, v'lashem lo limei Torah. It's so sad. Right? Chizkiyahu Melech was able to teach Torah and spread Shlomo's Mishalom to the whole world. He couldn't do it for his own son, for Menashe. Ela, mikol Torah she'tarach bo, o mikol amal she'amal bo, lo elei lemutav, eli Yisurin. With all, we're sure the education that Menashe put in, that Chizkiyo put into Menashe, nothing worked. The only thing that worked at the end of the day was suffering. Shene'emar, v'yadab Hashem al-Menashe, v'el amo, v'lo ekshivu. The pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim. Doesn't talk about this too much in Malachim. And Hashem spoke to Menashe, nobody listened. Vayav Hashem aleihem esari atzava shel melech Ashur. Vayilkedu es Menashe bechochim. They captured Menashe. Vayasru benechashtayim. And they led him away in chains. Vayolichu bavela. And they brought him to Babel. Viksevu beyhatzer lo. When it was difficult for him, chila es penei Hashem. Elokav. He started davening to Hashem. We'll get to the details of Hashem soon. Vayikana ma'od milafnei Elokei Avosav. And he humbled himself. So only after he started suffering, that's when Menashe finally was nichna to Hashem. Vayispalel ala, vayyaser lo, vayishpat chinaso, vayishivu Yerushalayim lamachuso. And he was returned to Yerushalayim. Vayyeda Menashe, ki Hashem hu Elokim. Halamadata, says Rabbi Akiva, shechaviven Yisurin. So you see, Yisurin are Chaviv. Let's just do one more section and then we'll talk more about Menashe. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Bo Balila. Three people really put Hashem in a difficult spot, Kaviyachol. That they said something and Hashem kind of like didn't really have a choice. They didn't have an answer. Eluhain, Kayin, Esav, Menashe. Shram Siyan Balacha quotes, Rashi Tevas, Emek, right? The depths. Kayin, Dechsiv, Gadol Avonim, and so. What, my sin is too hard to bear, Hashem? Right, which is a machlokas rishon, and whether he was really doing tshuva or not. But according to this approach, he wasn't really full-hearted. Amar lefanav Ribono shel Olam, kluma gadol avoni mishishim ribo, shasitan lachtu lefanecha ve'ata soleach lahem. Right, you're going to forgive Am Yisrael, millions of people, and you can't forgive my sin? You know, come on, that was, it's not fair. Esav, dechsiv, habracha achas hi lechavi, you don't have any bracha left for me. Right, you gave one to Yitzchak, no more. You gave one to Yaakov, no more for me. Come on, it's got to be a lot of brachas. Menashe b'tchila karul al husa harbe. Menashe called many different gods. Ulevasov karul al keavosav. And finally, he called to the God of his fathers. He called to Hashem. What does that mean? That it was inappropriate. So the Yerushalmi on this Gemara fills in the story. The Yerushalmi, the parallel Yerushalmi. We have Yerushalmi on Sanhedrin. So the parallel Yerushalmi right here fills in the story. I've mentioned this in Shuvah Shirim before. What happened? Menashe was being boiled in a pot. Right, and that was what was happening to him. And he sees, Kivan Shetzarash et Saraso Tzara, lo hiniach avodah zara ba'olam shelo hizkira. Said the Yerushalmi, he didn't leave out one avodah zara in the world that he didn't dive into. He dive into every single god. Kivan shelo ho'il lo klum, nothing was helping. Amor, he says to himself, Zachur ani, shahaya avi makre usi es hapasek hazeh. Oh, I remember my father Chizkiyo used to teach me this pasuk in shul. Bitzar lecha umitzaucha kol dvar ma'eleh. When it starts for you, v'shafta Hashem alokecha v'shamata b'kolu Hashem won't leave you. So, hari ani kari oso, says Menashe. Okay, I'll try it. Im one osi mutav. If Hashem answers me, great. V'im lav hari kol apaya shavin. And if not, I guess he's just like all the other gods. Right, so that's a real tshuva there, right? Vahayu, and this is one of the most beautiful lines that I've ever seen in Yerushalmi. Not that I know too many Yerushalmis. Vahayu malachei hashareis misatmin es achalonos. The angels started closing the windows in heaven. The imagery. There are windows in heaven that our tefillas go through, and the malachim are closing the windows, trying to prevent Menashe's tefillah from going in. Shalotala tefillah so shal Menashe levedei Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, as I'll say, there are 12 windows in a shul. There's a window of every shevet. There's a play on words, right? They close the windows, and Hashem's saying, if I don't accept his tshuva, I'm going to close the door in front of a Baal tshuva. Meaning there's going to be people later in history that will say, there reaches a point where I won't accept. And I can't have that. Ma'asalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did Hashem do? Chater lo chatira, mitachas kisi akavid shalo, he drilled a hole, kaviyachol, under his kisi akavid, and snatched the tefillah in. And got it in, not through the windows. V'shamat chinaso. And that's what it means, and that's our Gemara. V'yispala lo, v'yasar lo, v'yishmat chinaso. That is the, so again, that's Ba'alila, right? That wasn't a real tshuva, but that is the Yerushalmi right here on our Gemara. Amazing. Okay, we continue. Now we're up to the next one. Abishalom are the last category of people who lose their Olam Haba. Afahogez Hashem ba'osi osav v'cholo. Those who pronounce Hashem's name as it is written, with its letters. Tana, ubigvulin, ubalashin, aga. This is only where it's done, gvulin, meaning outside the base of Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash sometimes, you're supposed to say Shem Hashem. So even if we're not supposed to at that time, it's the place where we say Shem Hashem. So that's why one is not, doesn't lose their Olam Haba for that. Ubalashin Aga. What does that mean? Very unclear. A lot of different pshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi gives two pshatim himself. Number one, Aga means a foreign language. You say, pronounce it properly in a foreign language, not Lashon HaKodesh. That's pshat number one, Lashon Laz, right? She'en hoga b'otiyos of Lashon HaKodesh shalanu, el ashar lo azin. Or number two, Uga, from the word circle, right? A place where people gather in circles, right? Different. But either way, there are other pshatim given, but, important machlokas Rashi in the Adrama also. Rashi says here, we're only talking about the name with 42 letters. The big name of Hashem. And the Adrama says, no, even Yud Kei Vav Kei. If we pronounce Yud Kei Vav Kei, that is also Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba. That's why we say Ado, right? We don't say Yud Kei Vav Kei in how it's pronounced. Shloshim Alachem Rabad Yotos V'chulu, Baruch Hashem. Now we get into the next section of this perek. We get into the individuals. Three kings and four non-kings lost their Olam Haba. First one, Yeravam. That's first up. Tana Rabbanan Yeravam, the first king of Yisrael, when the Malchus split during the days of Shlomo's son, Rechavam was the king of Yehuda, Yeravam was the king of Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan Yeravam, where did the name come from? Sheriba right? He pushed down Bnei Yisrael. He made them fall. Tavar Acher, Yeravam she'asa meriva ba'am. He caused fighting amongst the Am. Tavar Acher, Yeravam she'asa meriva ben Yisrael avim shveshamayim. He caused Bnei Yisrael to be against Hashem. Ben Nevat, his father, Ben Shenibat Velo Ra'a. A father, a somebody who saw something but did not get the message of it. Right? So we'll have to see what that means in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. Tana, hu Nevat, hu Micha, hu Sheva Ben Michri. Right? The same person. Nevat, Micha, Micha, hu Pesel Micha, the end of Sefer Shoftim, and Sheva Ben Michri, who rebelled against David at the end of David's reign. Right? All three. The Mefarshim explained, the Radak, Alachim already says, the Adrama here, very difficult to say that it's really the same exact person. He lived so long, so maybe it's the same Shorish HaNeshama, it's connected, but to say he's actually the same person is a big Chiddush. Nevat Sheni Bevelo Ra. He was Menavet, he saw something, but he didn't recognize what he saw. Micha, we'll get to what he saw. Micha, Shenis Machmech, Bebinyan. He was crushed into the Binyan. What does that mean? Rashi here quotes the Medrash, that when the Bnei Yisrael did not produce enough bricks in Mitzrayim, so the Mitzrayim took Jewish babies, Rahman al-Islan, and put them into the walls, alive. And Moshe started complaining to Hashem, how do you do this? Hashem's like, I know what I'm doing. Moshe's like, yeah, Moshe took one baby out. And that baby ended up being Micha, who created Pesel Micha, who caused a lot of tzaras for Klal Yisrael. So it's, Alti Tzad Karbe, Shenis Machi B'Binyan, that's Micha. Umashmo, Sheva B'Michrishmo. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Nivdu V'lo Ro. Three people saw something, but did not get the proper message. Ve'eluhein. Nevat V'Achitofel V'Astagnini Paro. Nevat, number one, right, the father of Yeravam. She'ra Eish She'yotis Me'amaso. He literally saw a fire coming out of his male organ. Fire. V'yuhu Savar, Yumalech. Right, that symbolizes power. And he says, okay, I'm going to be the king. V'lohi. And it really wasn't him, Yeravam, it was Yeravam that was going to come out from him. Again, this might mean, it doesn't have to mean literally, it could mean he wasn't on such a level to have that, but he saw, you know, he felt that he was, right, that some, in some circles that's the symbol of strength, of manliness, of macho, and that's what he felt. I'm going to be the king. Achitofel, remember Achitofel, the advisor of David, who went over to Avshalom as he thought Avshalom would be able to overthrow David, and when he saw that Avshalom did not take his advice, he went and committed suicide. One of the four suicides in Tanakh. Achitofel. Ra'at Sarash Zarchal Almaso. He saw Tsara'as on his Amma. Hu Savar Yumalach. He thought that meant, I'm going to eventually be the king. Right? Tsara'as explains the Maharal. You're separate from everybody else in a bad way, but he interpreted it as in a good way. Veloi, and really it wasn't him, it was his granddaughter. Batsheva Bito, granddaughter, who denafka mina Shloma, right? We had earlier on Daf Samach Tes, we went into the lineage of Achitofel and Batsheva, right? We were talking about how young a boy could be to have a baby, so we were going into different ages there in the context of Ben Sora and Mora. It's Tagnine Paro, they also messed up, right? The Rashi quotes this Chazal in Shmos. These are the waters of strife. Hema Sheroo is Tagnini Paro. These Tagninim, the forecasters of Paro, looked into the stars and they saw that Moshe would be tripped up with water. Vito, Ro, Shemoshian Shayiswal Bemaimuloke, Omar, they said, okay, throw all the babies into the water. Kalabena Yelod, Hayaora Tashlichuhu. Throw them into the water, because they saw that's going to be his downfall is going to come with water. They didn't realize, that it was going to be on the Esek of the Mei Meriva, right? Which has its own sins. The Ramban and Parshas Chukas talks all about what exactly that sin was. But that is that. Ask the Klei Yakar on this pasuk. You know, how did they not know that it was going to be a Jew or a non-Jew? How did they not know? Right? Wouldn't it be? We'd think, fine. But the, I'm sorry, let me just add. Kol HaBen HaYilod means even the Egyptians. He made them throw even the Egyptian boys into the water. So says the, that's what the Gemara explains in Sota also, in an expanded form of our Gemara. So says the Klei Yakar, you know why? Because Moshe grew up in the house of Paro. So he was semi-Egyptian, so to speak. That's why it was so unclear in their vision about was it going to be a Jew, was it going to be a non-Jew, and therefore they didn't know, right? And therefore, that's why they threw him in. Also, the Ksos is quoted as saying, close here in the Adaf, they quote it, that if you look in the Psukim, this Kala Ben HaYelod only comes afterwards, right? What happened first? He tells the midwives, you know, kill the Jewish babies. And then he says, what's going on here? And they say, Ki Chayo Seina. Right, no, it's too rough. And then Paru makes everybody throw their babies into the river. Jew and non-Jew. The Ksos explains Lamdis. The halacha of Dina de Machusa Dina, right, that we have to follow the law of the land, is only if with one of two conditions. Number one, it's not against the Torah law. Number two, it doesn't make any differences between Jews and non-Jews. So he made this law. He told the Jewish midwives that you have to kill the Jewish babies. So he comes to them, and they say, what does he say? What did they answer? Lo ki, what's the exact pasuk, right? They say, lo, madua lo asiten, right? And they answer, lo ki nashim ha-mitzriyos ha-ibriyos, right? The gzera is not equal, right? So then he says, okay, fine, throw all the babies in. So that's why it has to be Jew and non-Jew in order to be able to make it a fair law, so to speak. Vaitu. This was all about his name. How do we know Yeravim is not coming to the next world? Tichsiv. Vahib bedvar azel lachatas beis Yeravim ulachid ulashmid me'al pnei adama. Lachid b'olam azeh ulashmid l'olam haba. Amar b'yochan b'bnei ma zocha Yeravim l'malchus. Why was he zocha to malchus in the first place? Even though he messed up afterwards. B'bnei shochiach Shlomo. He gave tochacha to Shlomo HaMelech. B'bnei ma ne'anash. Why was he punished? B'bnei shochiach b'rabim. He was mochiachim in public. Shenemar v'zeh davar sher heirim yad b'melech. He put his hand up against the king, meaning what? Shlomo ban esamilo sogres peretz ir David aviv. There was some area that Shlomo HaMelech closed off for his own personal purposes, and Yeravim said, you know, it's not fair. Amarlo David, David avicha paretz peretzos b'choma kadesh yali yisrael regel. Your father made more room for the Jews who come to be alil regel. V'yatak adarta oda osam kadein lasos angari labas paro, and you closed it off to make an angaria to take tolls for your wife, for Bas Paro. Rashi quotes a couple of pshatim. We don't have time to read it exactly what that means. How did he collect tolls? But either way, he did something wrong. Umay v'zeh shehirim yad v'melech. What does it mean that he lifted up his hands against the king? So what was that negative? Asher Amar Rav Nachman shechalatz tefillin b'fanav. He took off his tefillin in the front of Shlomo HaMelech, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Lamed Ches. What it's not supposed to do is he be Zion, you should go to the side. Right? Why is that? Rashi explains. Also, maybe because when you take off your tefillin, your yarmulke comes off a little bit, your hat, your head covering comes off, and if you had some type of head covering when you had tefillin, and to be Megula Rosh in front of a king is not good. Different pshatim given. We don't have time to go into it now. There's an amazing Margolius Hayam on this pasuk, on this Gemara. Maybe we'll start with it tomorrow. Let me just a little bit more. One more line. Amar Nachman gases haruach shayibov yiravam tirdasa min haolam. And this is what's going to take us for the next Amud. His gaiva is what undid him. Shenemar vayomar yiravam belibo atata shuvah malachal beis David. What did the psukim say? The psukim say that Yeravam got the malchus, but he was nervous that he wasn't going to have the malchus. It was going to all go back to Yehuda. So he says, I need to set up an alternate Beis HaMikdash. Im yalo amazel lasos vachem Beis HaShem b'Yerushalayim. V'shav leiva amazel adunayim. Al rechav emelech Yehuda. They'll all go back to Yehuda. V'araguni, they'll kill me. V'shavu al rechav emelech Yehuda. So he says, I have to come up with a plan. And therefore, that is where he comes up with a plan. One more line. Amar Gemiri. We know we have a Misora. Deni Shiva Bazar al Amachis Beis HaVid Bilvad. Only people from David HaMelech's house are allowed to sit down in the Azara. Major discussion. Daraisa, Darabanan. Rashi here says, Halach l'Moshe Misinai. Important Rashi. Kiva d'chazulei l'rechavam, d'yasev anak ka'imna. When they see Rechavam, if I go to the Beis HaMikdash also, they'll see Rechavam sinning, I'm going to be standing. Savri ha'malka v'ha'avda. They'll know that he's the real king. V'yasivna, and if I sit, morib ha'malchas ha'vi v'katlanli. They'll kill me. V'yazlo basrein, they'll follow him and not me. And that is why he said, Miyad, Vayivaitz HaMelech, Vayashnei HaGlezov, he made two golden calves, Vayomer Aleihem, Rav Lachem Yelos Yerushalayim. Don't go to Yerushalayim. Come here. Hinei Elohecha Yisrael, right, borrowing from the Egel, Asher Ha'aluchem Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayetham Asoechad Bebeis El, Vayetsoecha Nathan Bedan, and the terrible rule of Yeravam takes roots, but it's all the root of it is Gaiva, as we will see. Okay, we'll have to stop here. A lot more, but these are Dafim of Chelek. Okay, we'll stop.